House Majority Leader Tom DeLay says he's going to step down temporarily. This announcement follows his indictment today on one count of conspiracy by a grand jury in Texas. Two of his associates also were indicted after their conduct of a campaign finance scheme in the state. With us now is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back to the show. And how much of a surprise is this indictment?
In one sense, Alex, it's not a surprise at all, because we know that this grand jury has been looking at Tom DeLay and looking at his activities with respect to the 2002 state legislative races in Texas for, well, a couple of years, really, when you count in all the investigative time, but that they've been looking intensely at a potential indictment of other people involved in this case for several months. So in that sense, we have known it was a possibility for some time. But just because it has taken so long, and because this is the very last day the grand jury was to meet before its charter was expiring, in that sense, I think a lot of us had pretty much come to the conclusion that they were not going to indict Tom DeLay. So in that sense, it is a surprise.
Have you seen the specifics of the indictment, Ron? Do you know what they're talking about?
We do not have the document yet, and we are waiting for a news conference to be held by the district attorney for Travis County, that's Austin, Texas. And his name is Ronnie Earl. That's a name I think people are going to hear a lot in the coming weeks and months. And he has not actually put out the document yet of the indictment. But we do know that it's one count, and it's an account of criminal conspiracy having to do with the apparently the laundering or funneling or processing of money through one of his organizations here in Washington by Tom DeLay, of money that was raised from corporate sponsors, corporate entities in Texas, to then be spent on state legislative races in Texas. And that is illegal in Texas, has been for a century. You can't use corporate money to elect people to the state legislature. The group TRMPC, which is the Republican or a fund for the new Republican majority, sometimes referred to as TRMPAC, is being accused of doing exactly that, raising money from corporations to be used on state legislative races, and involving Tom DeLay as one of the conspirators in doing that.
Congressman DeLay says, okay, under House rules, I have to step down as House Majority Leader. I'm doing that. But what else is he saying about these charges? Has his lawyer said anything?
Well, for some months, Congressman DeLay has said that this is a politically motivated investigation, that Ronnie Earl is a partisan Democrat, that he is merely interested in retaliation against the Republicans for their success in taking over the state legislature in 2002 and maintaining their hold on it in 2004, and that they're coming after Tom DeLay because he was, in many ways, the main organizer and spirit behind organizing that takeover.
Now, let's just note that Tom DeLay is not the senior Republican office holder within the Congress. That's the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert. But at least as I read political reporting, he does seem to be the real string puller, the number one power guy among Republicans in the House. What is this going to do in that institution and to the Bush administration?
Well, President Bush has oftentimes said that Tom DeLay is the most effective member he knows in the Congress. And I think that's a term a lot of people have used over the years. It doesn't sound quite like you're insulting the Speaker in the way that you would be if you said that Tom DeLay was the most powerful member in the Congress. But I think that the word effective gets across the message that you're heading towards there. Tom DeLay is the man who sets the agenda probably more than any other Republican in Congress, even though he's in the House, even though the Senate is in some respects the more difficult body to negotiate legislation through. Tom DeLay is really the Republican on Capitol Hill who has mattered the most during this period of time of their majority, certainly since Newt Gingrich left the speakership.
So problems ahead.
It could be tougher for the president to get some of the things done that he wants to get done.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, his political column, Watching Washington, runs Mondays on our website, npr.org. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.